Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it. The Scorpio new moon at 28 degrees, the oracle and the earthquake. This is not an ordinary new moon. At 28 degrees Scorpio, Mercury sits Kazemi enthroned in the heart of the sun, purified by solar fire, speaking with the authority of the divine. In ancient astrology, this is considered a moment of pure empowerment when the messenger becomes the oracle, when words carry the weight of destiny. The sun in Scorpio demands absolute, unvarnished truth. It shines into the subterranean realms, secrets, debts, hidden power dynamics, psychological depths. Mercury, purified by this fire, becomes a surgical instrument, turning murky emotional reality into sharp, undeniable language. This conjunction of the sun, moon, Mercury creates individuals who become stewards of mysteries, revered advisors, troubleshooters, keepers of records and secrets, participants in sacred rituals. These are people whose speech is profoundly effective for counsel and instruction, who shares honors and positions, who guards possessions and archives. They play their part well in the cosmic order, becoming indispensable precisely through their capacity for warm emotional communication, conscious sharing, and endearing self-disclosure. Yet, the shadow accompanies the gift. The tendency towards self-centered communication, overly subjective viewpoints, and nervous overstimulation that can lead to burnout. The Scorpio edge can turn words surgical, probing, even overwhelming in their intensity. 28 degrees Scorpio. The number 28 is gifts, tokens, omens. This new moon itself is an omen, a prophetic moment where something hidden surfaces as a gift. 28 reduces to 10, what equals reason, success, and aspirations. The omen provides the catalyst and the reason to aspire towards success. 10 reduces to 1, which is impulse, passion, and ambition. The fuel for transformation is raw, primal impulse, and fierce ambition. A profound revelation, 28 degrees, ignites a passionate impulse, 1 degree, that when channeled through reason and strategic insight, Mercury Kazemi, leads to successful aspirations. 10. This new moon is in opposition to Uranus at 29 degrees and it's retrograde. And here's where the earthquake strikes. Uranus at the aneuritic 29th degree, the degree of crisis, completion, and fate, opposes the new moon with revolutionary force. This is the non-negotiable awakening. What's breaking? Taurus rules stability, material security, possessions, routine, and bodily comfort. Uranus retrograde is reviewing and finalizing disruptions that began earlier. Something rigid in your material life or value system cannot continue. The tension. Scorpio says, face the truth in the depths. Taurus says, I need this security. It's mine. Uranus says, the security is the prison. Break free. Sudden shifts in finances, values, or relationships. Unexpected ruptures in comfortable but stagnant patterns. A shocking revelation that changes everything. The ground shaking beneath you precisely when you receive the clearest message. This is clarity in the earthquake. You're being given supernatural communication abilities for navigating chaos, not despite it. And at the same time, this new moon will be trying to Neptune at 29 degrees Pisces, also retrograde. While Uranus demolishes, Neptune softens and spiritualizes. Neptune at 29 Pisces, also at the aneuritic degree, reaches the culmination of its journey through its home sign. Modern rule, This is the Maximum Disillusion, Maximum Compassion, Maximum Access to the Collective, Unconscious, and Spiritual Realms. The trine to the new moon and Mercury creates a flowing channel, psychic linguistics, the ability to bypass the conscious mind and access soul level knowing, symbolic clarity through dreams, visions, and intuitive downloads crystallized into precise language, compassionate revelation. The truth you speak carries healing, not exposure, mystical communication. Words become sacramental, initiatory, transformative. This is the moment when the deep, wordless truth you've been feeling finally finds its sharp, potent expression. The emotional intelligence amplifies to a collective, visionary level. You become a participant in the mysteries, translating the mystery language into language others can grasp. Warning, Neptune can also create fog, delusion, or escapism. The key is using the Scorpion-Mercury precision to anchor the Neptunian vision in communicable truth. This is the subtle but crucial backdrop. Uranus sextile Neptune, both at 29 degrees, Earth to water. This is the subtle but crucial backdrop, a generational aspect creating an opportunity structure for visionary breakthroughs. The sextile between these two outer planets, both retrograde at the aneuritic degree, suggests revolutionary compassion and awakened spirituality, sudden mystical downloads that dissolve old illusions, flashes of symbolic clarity appearing in crisis, the future whispering while the past releases its grip. This new moon is a personal trigger within that larger, slow-moving cycle. The steward archetype becomes the channel for omens, balancing Uranian chaos with Neptunian inspiration, disruption with vision. The ruler of this new moon, Mars, which rules Scorpio, is in Sagittarius, making it the driving force behind this entire lunation. Mars in Sagittarius seeks truth and meaning over comfort, expansive horizons, and philosophical clarity. The courage to cross thresholds, fighting for beliefs and visionary ideas. This placement ensures that the Scorpio intensity doesn't stagnate in philosophical excavation or crisis addiction. Mars in Sagittarius says, I showed you the truth in the depths so you could aim toward the horizon. The revelation isn't meant to trap you in processing forever. It's meant to liberate you into action toward meaning. The troubleshooting isn't the destination. It's the skill you use to clear the path for the quest. Mars gives you bold, sometimes too bold speech, the fire to defend aspirational truths, the impulse to move forward even when the path isn't yet stable, the humor and levity to keep from burning out the intensity. What makes this configuration so powerful is the contradiction at its heart. Mercury achieves its most purified and power state, the Kazemi, at the exact moment that Uranus is demolishing the stable ground beneath it. This isn't clarity in the calm library. This is clarity in the earthquake. The oracle speaks with perfect lucidity while the temple crumbles. You're receiving the transmission about what must be released while standing at the edge of the cliff. The archetype emerging is the sacred troubleshooter, the one who can see clearly in the liminal spaces, keep records of what passes between the worlds, navigate crisis with both mystical attunement and the practical precision. Name what's dying and what's being born simultaneously. This is the psycho pump, the guide between the worlds, the steward of the in-between. Three planets at the edge of fate, Uranus, Neptune, and both are retrograde. This is extraordinarily rare. The 29th degree is the degree of fate, the last grasp before transition, where energy becomes urgent, concentrated, undeniable. When the outer planets station here, entire collective patterns reach their breaking point. Uranus at 29 degrees Taurus, final destruction of material structures dying since 2018. Neptune at 29 degrees Pisces, ultimate dissolution of spiritual collective dream cycles. Both retrograde, revealing the end, not moving toward new beginnings yet. The new moon at 28 degrees sits 1 degree before this threshold, like receiving the transmission about what must be released before the leap. The gift wrapped in crisis. The numerological pattern 28-10-1 suggests a reverse engineering of manifestation. You receive a gift omen token, 28 degrees, that provides the reason and aspiration for success, 10 degrees, which ignites the primal impulse to begin. One. But here's what's crucial. The omen comes through disruption. The gift is wrapped in crisis. The token is the thing that breaks. What if the gift is precisely what Uranus is destroying? What if the omen is the thing that gets suddenly ripped away? And that absence finally shows you what you're meant to pursue. The loss is the message. The breakdown is the breakthrough. The shock, the exposure, the sudden shift. These aren't obstacles to the revelation. They are the revelation. New moon questions. What truth have you been anointed to speak that only becomes clear in the midst of the chaos? Effective speech plus self-disclosure plus the Kazemi clarity. What material security or identity must you release to align with your soul's actual contract? Uranus opposition plus Mars and Sagittarius. What mystical download or collective vision do I have access to that I can help others navigate this threshold? Neptune trine, participation in the mysteries. Shadow warning, the burnout. The greatest danger is nervous overstimulation and burnout, because everything in this chart is so intense and empowering that you could easily over-identify with the Oracle steward role. Become addicted to crisis management. Exhaust yourself being everyone's guide. Use effective speech to manipulate rather than illuminate. Confuse your personal psychological process with universal truth. The remedy? Mars and Sagittarius levity, humor, adventure, philosophy. Not taking initiation so seriously that you forget to actually live the expanded life it's pointing toward. Manifestations. When it comes to speech and communication, effective for advice and instruction and ritual disclosure, risk of subjectivity or self-centered expression. Words carry unusual power and lasting impact. Roles that can be activated. Trusted advisors, confidants, record keepers, troubleshooters in chaos, bodyguards of sacred information, teachers of mysteries, benefactors, guides between the worlds, possessions and security, show of symbolic tokens and meaningful objects, sudden disruptions in material stability, omens appearing in physical form or through loss, relationships, breaking free from stagnant but comfortable connections, sudden revelations about power dynamics or hidden truths, need to balance chaos with compassionate vision. This new moon is a formal initiation with specific steps. Receive the omen. Something breaks, reveals, or disrupts at 28 degrees Scorpio. Translated through the heart, Mercury Kazemi turns crisis into clarity. Let the spiritual pattern emerge. This isn't random chaos, Neptune. Release the old ground. Stop clinging to security that becomes a cage, Uranus. Aim toward meaning. Use the revelations as fuel for the quest, Mars. Speak the truth that serves. Become the steward, not just the survivor. Can you hold the Oracle's clarity without burning out from the intensity? Can you be the troubleshooter without getting addicted to the trouble? You become the person others turn to precisely because you can speak truth in the ruins, find meaning in chaos, and keep sacred records while the world transforms. This is not a soft new moon. This is a threshold. It's bringing revelations in sudden clarity, contracts ending or radically restructuring, financial or emotional breakaways, hidden information surfacing, truth spoken with surgical precision, personal reckoning moments, psychic downloads and symbolic omens, a calling toward higher purpose, the need to simplify, release, or purge. What truth have you avoided saying to yourself or to others because of fear, loyalty, or comfort? Scorpio transforms through truth. Uranus liberates through disruption. Neptune dissolves denial. When Mercury stands in the heart of the sun, truth becomes undodgeable. This new moon asks you to tell the truth, feel the truth, become the truth. Even if something breaks, even if something ends, even if something begins, this is the new moon that hands you the omen, the gift, the impulse, and the ambition to realign your life with what is real. If this resonates with you, leave a comment below. Send me an email at iamastrologyreadings.com. You could actually even come to the website, iamastrologyreadings.com, hit contact, and just type a message. I'll get it. If you want to show your appreciation, you can send your boy a tip at iamastrologyreadings at Cash App, Venmo, PayPal. This is Paul Heath with I Am Astrology Readings. Know thyself and balance your energy. If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at I Am Astrology Readings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.